Gasam in Yani Sukkot.
Yes, yes.
So the Torah tells us about Sukkot Teshvu Shivas Yomim. There clearly is a mitzvah min haTorah of sitting in the Sukkah Shivas Yomim. Definitely in Eretz Yisrael, it's Shivas Yomim. We sit in the Sukkah, which is a separate discussion. Shmini Atzeres we'll leave out of the equation for now. But clearly there's a mitzvah to sit in the Sukkah for 7 days. So Pashtus, the mitzvah is sitting in the Sukkah. How does one fulfill this mitzvah? By sitting in the Sukkah. What about building the Sukkah? So Pashtus, the simple explanation is, building the Sukkah is what we call a Hechsher mitzvah. Yes. It's a preparation. In other words, in order for me to fulfill my mitzvah, if I don't build the Sukkah, I'm in trouble. I can't just sit in the Sukkah. It's not going to come out of nowhere. So too, it's kind of like you have a mitzvah to have Simcha on Yantav or Oneg on Shabbos, but if I don't make the food, I guess Yantav I can make it on. But on Shabbos, if you don't make the food, you're not going to have food.
Yes.
Sorry,
is putting the mezuzah a Hechsher mitzvah?
That's a very good. So Pashtus, yeah. Pashtus, the living in a house with the mezuzah is the mitzvah.
Right.
And, you know, so, you know, putting it up, right, could be the, you know,
right,
that could be the mice. I mean,
but people say bracha over
the mice of mitzvah. Yeah, but also that could be, it's a different shiloh because maybe, what about writing the mezuzah? So putting up the mezuzah, that could be more the mitzvah, putting on the mitzvah, but writing the mezuzah, Pasha says that is the mitzvah, putting up the mezuzah. It's okay. Obviously putting up the mezuzah and living in the house, so that's already something else, perhaps. Perhaps even the heksher might be writing the cloth. Is that a mitzvah?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, to writing.
Right. Or let's say, or some explain, let's say by shofar, we paskin the mitzvah shmiyas kol shofar.
Yes.
So according to some, then, if you hold the mitzvah shmiya, so then maybe the maisa mitzvah, the heksher is a tekiya. That's the pashtus here. That simple pshat is the mitzvah to dwell in the sukkah. And to build the sukkah, that seems to be like the four species. I have a mitzvah to shake the four species on Yontif, but if I don't have if I don't buy them, I'm not going to have any. So therefore, it seems to be a heksher mitzvah.
What, buying the four species? What is heksher?
Heksher, yeah, definitely buying the four. So Pasha is building the sukkah is a heksher mitzvah. It's only, however, it's not as simple as it sounds. Rashi already in Sukkah, Rashi in Makkah, in a whole different context, they quote him. I think Rashi in Daf Ches, they're talking about someone kills Bishogeg and they go to Golas, but the Gemara over there talks about, Rashi writes, the gathering of the wood isn't, because it talks about if you're involved in a mitzvah, so then maybe you put it from Galway, whatever. It's a whole discussion in the Gemara.
You mean going to the Ira,
what do you call it? Yeah, Arimikla, yeah. So part of that discussion, so Rashi writes, no, the gathering of the wood for the sukkah is not a mitzvah. What are the implications of that? The gathering isn't, but the building of the sukkah is. So someone claiming Rashi and Makkah holds that building a sukkah is actually a mitzvah, not only a heksher mitzvah. That's the opinion of Rashi and Marcus, yeah?
Sorry, just evidence that I know about. When I build a sukkah, I don't make a bracha on it. When I put up a mezuzah, I do.
Very good, yeah.
It affects on the ground. So
yeah, that's what we're going to get to. That'll be a good point, yeah.
Yes.
So comes along the Netziv, and the Netziv wants to make a distinction. In general, the machlok is actually Yerushalmi and Bavli. The Yerushalmi in general holds you do make a bracha on a heksher mitzvah, or what he'll call it tchilas mitzvah. In other words, he has one is it says chagas sukkas tase lecha, even though that's not what it means, but sukkas tase, you bake the sukkah. That's the drasha they make.
Drasha, yes.
Uksav tama mezuzos beisecha, the mitzvah is to write the cloth so you can make a bracha on writing the cloth. And I think it also says Vasuahem Sitzis, maybe I'm making the Sitzis.
Yes.
I think those are the three cases in the Yerushalmi that you can make a bracha.
Writing the cloth.
Writing the cloth, and then
again when you put it up.
Another
bracha.
That depends. Yeah, I guess that's the question according to Yerushalmi. Do you have Would you also make another bracha? That counts. Either way, we could discuss that within the Yerushalmi. That's a separate issue.
Right,
whether he holds two brachas or not, but he definitely holds the bracha on the Tchilas Mitzvah.
How interesting.
So we don't paskin that way, but we'll see if it's a fun. The Bavli says no bracha on Heksher Mitzvah, so we'll see if it's a fundamental machlokas or not in a minute. But so that's the Yerushalmi already writes making a bracha on the Tchilas Mitzvah. So that's the famous Netziv. The Netziv writes, there's no, so buying the Dalad Minim before Sukkos, that's a Heksher Mitzvah. That's a Heksher Mitzvah stam.
Yeah.
There's nowhere, the Torah just tells me I have to shake the four species on Yontif, and it doesn't tell me, give me any details in terms of buying them. It's just a Hechad Timsa. Obviously, if I don't buy them, I don't have them, I can't shake them. That's a classic Heksher Mitzvah. The Netziv writes, building a sukkah is a Heksher Mitzvah haksuva batorah. It says, Chag HaSukkos Taaseh Lecha. So he makes the drasha that there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah.
Who's
the Netziv. The Netziv and the Shultis. He writes, there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. He says it's a heksher mitzvah ksuva batorah, and therefore it has a greater status than just a regular heksher mitzvah.
Because the
Torah tells us uksav tamam, so you should write the klaf. You should do the So the question according to Netziv is what's the difference between a stam heksher mitzvah versus a heksher mitzvah ksuva batorah. So the Netziv writes a couple of differences. One is, do you apply the principle of mitzvah bo yotiam yishlucho? Do you apply the principle that when it comes to a mitzvah, we know it's better you do it yourself than to appoint a shliach. But by stam, heksher mitzvah stam, doesn't make a difference. If I have you pick out my four species for me, what's the difference? As long as come Sukkos, I have my Luv and Estrog. It doesn't make a difference who picked it out for me. As long as I bought it, I don't have to be involved in it. There's no mitzvah per se for me to do it.
Oh, yes.
But by mitzvah, but if you say mitzvah bo yotir mishrucho, it's a greater mitzvah for you to go ahead and do it. So that's what he assumes. By the dollar minim, anyone can pick it up for you or do it. But by sukkah, it's a heksher mitzvah ksuva batorah. So therefore, it's a bigger inyan for you to build the sukkah yourself, as opposed to giving it to someone else.
You build it yourself.
Right. Of course, that's regarding the schach. That's because the walls aren't the definition of the sukkah.
I was amazed. My question: if a wind comes and blows just by accident the straws onto the roof, so I didn't do a thing, but must I shake the straws a bit?
You know? Yeah, so that's what they. Yeah, so then we assume yes. That's it's a machlokas beis hillel beis shammai whether you require lishma or not. So beis shammai says you require lishma. Beis hillel says no. Yet the poskim write that it's a question what the pshat is, but they bring down that if a guy puts the schach up, it's a nice hiddur. You should go ahead and move around some schach. Because, this is the poskim, right?
Yes.
So it's a question, what's the pshat is? Because if we pass in like Beis Hillel, what do we need to do it? Because so therefore that's a discussion, what's the pshat is? Maybe we're going l'chumra like Beis Shammai, or there's some other reasons given why if you do it yourself, like there's a difference between a regular ger and a ger tzedek. A regular ger is someone who, not excited, he converts and he does everything kiddin, but you know, he just does the basics, whatever he has to.
I've never heard before different levels of
ger. Yeah, ger tzedek is someone who's excited, he does everything properly and stuff like that.
Oh.
That's what the post can write. There's a big difference. The mitzvah of ahavtam es ager only applies to a ger tzedek, not a regular ger. If someone that's b'dieved became a Jew, so there's no mitzvah of ahavtam es ager. I'm not saying you shouldn't be nice to them. I'm saying, from a legal, technical point, some posts can bring out, there's no mitzvah ahavtam es ager.
But look, once he becomes a Jew, he's a Jew.
I know.
You must love your fellow Jews.
Yeah, I know, but not, I agree. That,
so what's the discussion about this?
Good question, because in addition to loving a Jew, there's a special mitzvah, ve'ahavtem
et hager. Oh, a Jew who once converted.
Yeah.
I see, but that only implies if he's...
But there's an additional level, in addition, we have, besides, ve'ahavtem et hakamocha, he has a mitzvah, ve'ahavtem et hager. You have to go ahead...
Oh, there are two mitzvahs.
Two separate, yeah. I think as Rav Pam used to always say, there's an issur of there's an issur to being not nice to anyone, but especially to almana, widow, right? Because she has no one, because the subject is because she has no one to, if she gets insulted, she has no one to discuss it with. So So Rav Pam used to always like to say over in terms of shalom bayis, when you get into a fight with your wife, you're over the issur of causing her to be an almana. Because now that you're fighting with her, she can't talk to you about it. So you're over the issur of causing, grief to an almana. He's saying that derek drush, but the message is clear.
It's clear that, yes.
Yeah, in terms of that. The whole point is you need to, that, you know, at least if someone insults your wife, then she could talk to you about it. If you insult your wife, who's she going to talk to about it? So
I see.
You follow?
I'm really careful how I talk to my wife.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll be drush. I'm making an among.
Yes. So either way, they point out that it's a heksha mitzvah k'suva b'Torah. So therefore, one difference is mitzvah bo yotia mishlucho.
Yeah.
Another difference, perhaps, as we said, is bracha. We said according to the Yerushalmi, you make a bracha on a heksha mitzvah k'suva b'Torah. The rest of Yerushalmi, you make it on. Asiyas sukkah, asiyas tzitzis, and writing mezuzah, because that's something the Torah writes.
Yerushalmi
would agree you don't make a bracha on buying a luv and esrog, because it's a stana heksha mitzvah.
Yes.
But you know they use the term. I guess the heksha mitzvah k'suva b'Torah is kind of like tchilas mitzvah. So Yerushalmi would say, according to Yerushalmi, you'd make a bracha. And however, it's not. So the Bavli doesn't make a bracha. The question is why not? Why don't we make a bracha? In other words, is it a fundamental machok, is Bavli versus Yerushalmi, that we hold you don't make a bracha, that we hold we're not goris heksha mitzvah k'suva, we don't view it as chilas hamitzvah? Is it a fundamental issue, or is it a technical hilchas brachas issue? So because the Bavli concludes that we don't make a bracha on asiyah sukkah, we don't make a bracha,
yes.
However, we don't. So according, based on the Ran, we'll see, it's really more going to be a local machlokas, not a fundamental. I'll explain in a minute, or maybe 2 or 3 minutes. But the Ran writes that, the halacha is we make kiddush the first night of Sukkot and the second night. You with me?
Yes.
So what do we do? So according to most, and many siddurim they have, we switch around the order of the Seder HaKiddush. According to for day one, we do the regular Kiddush, we do Leishei Basuk, and then we do Shechiyano. But on the second day, they switch it around, they do Shechiyano, then Leishei. The question is why? Why do we switch the order of Kiddush from the first night to the second night? You follow?
Yeah, I understand the question, yes.
So you follow then? If you
the question, yes.
Exactly, that's all we want to know. Because
yes.
A good kash is half a teretz.
Right.
So they point out that the Ran explains as follows. He says, because there's different types of shechiyanos we make. There's a shechiyano we make on the Kiddushas Hayom.
Right.
So let's say on Rosh Hashanah, we made shechiyano at night, that was on the Kiddushas Hayom.
Mm-hmm.
We made a shachiyo in the morning, that was on the shofar. The mitzvah shofar doesn't begin until daytime. There are two totally different shachiyanos. One's going on the Kedushas Hayom, one is going on a mitzvah which is She'eino Tadir and comes from Lizman. There's a third shachiyano with nothing, it's not a mitzvah at all, it's a rishus. On a beged chadash or a pre chadash, there's an Indian making a shachiyo. That's not a chiyav, that's just a minhag.
I've noticed people do it on the second night, I'm sure, because they're not sure if they should do a shechiyano. So therefore, having a
That's the minute you bring out a pre-chadash. Yeah, but push comes to shove, you'd make a shachiyenu even if you didn't have a pre-chadesh, right. But right, okay, or you know, it's a good time to put on a new shirt or a pre-chadesh,
right,
but
right.
That is more of an Indian of a hiddur. I don't think people, we don't assume that if you don't have one, you don't make a second shachiyenu. Yeah, it's not, it's just more, you know, maybe it's an Indian, maybe a type of hiddur. I guess if you don't, for those, because it's not simple, you make a shachiyenu on those things anyway. Rav Moshe used to say we live in a global fruitopia.
Yes.
So therefore there's no need, we can get fruit all year round, so therefore you don't really, and Rav Soloveitchik said that the custom was, we used to buy suits like, you know, for your bar mitzvah and your wedding. So it was a special occasion, so then maybe you made a shachiyenu. But people buy suits all the time. You have sales, people buy suits, you know, many times a year. So therefore the Rav held there was no shachiyenu on clothing either.
Yes.
So therefore, you know, so therefore, basically, they eliminate all the shachiyanos. I basically don't make any those type of shachiyanos.
Uh-huh.
Either one could argue I'm unexcitable, if you want to take the negative, or you want to take a positive spin. No, I'm always excited. So therefore, there's no extra. I've no like I'm excited without the new shirt. So I don't. The new shirt doesn't do it for me. Like I don't get any more excited.
Yes.
You follow? Either way you want, I don't make a shachiyano. You know that's. You know, he has to be a certain level of simcha, this and that. So that's a different shachiyano. That's not on the. So it's the shachiyano. So the Ran writes as follows. So you know why on the first night you make a shachiyano at the end? Because we have two mitzvahs on sukkah. We have two inyanim. On one hand, what is the shachiyano going on the first night? The first night of sukkah. The Shachiyano is going on two things. The Kedushas Hayom.
Yes.
That's what Gwenny had the end of. But in addition, Sukkah begins at night.
What? I mean, just say that.
The mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah.
Oh, sitting in the Sukkah begins at
as
night.
As opposed,
okay.
In contrast to Lulav and Esrog.
Kedushas Hayom, and that you're sitting in the
Sukkah. So therefore, the Shachiyano plays a dual role the first night. You have in mind the Shachiyano is going on the Kedushas Hayom, and as well, now I'm doing a mitzvah I haven't done from last year. So the so it's a double. It's a double. We get two in one. We get a twofer, right?
Yes.
So the Ran says, so what about the second night? So why do we make a Shachiyano after the Kiddush before the Leishev?
Well, okay, let me think a bit, because, well, it's now then it's because of the yom, because the second day is a yom, if there's a sfeik, maybe the second day is the, you know, at least historically, maybe the second day is the real sukkah, so you must say it on the yom, but you already sat in the sukkah. I don't know if I'm
sure. Yeah, but maybe it wasn't the right day.
Oh! So it's a problem.
You're on the right track, but we just need a little tweaking. We need.
Okay, there was a weakness in
that. Just a little tweaking, no big deal. So they point out that, like this, because really, even though we don't go with the Yerushalmi, see, the Yerushalmi holds you, very good, see. The Yerushalmi holds you make a bracha, right? On the, oh, see, you're coming in, very good, have a good night.
Yeah. Okay, just saying, it means you make a bracha on the...
You make a bracha on the Asiya Sukkah, the Yerushalmi, right?
So,
so we don't paskin that way, but the Ran says, we don't reject the Yerushalmi totally. What does he mean?
I'm going to say Sheikh Yanus
right.
As a sort of substitute.
Exactly. So according to what the Ran is basically saying, really, you can make a Sheikh Yanus. Really, we assume you can make a Sheikh Yanus. See, we don't make a bracha al Asiya Sukkah. Let's say if I build my sukkah today, Yerushalmi said you would. The Bavli says no, you don't. So we don't do that. However, the Ran says, however, but the Bavli would agree that if one, he's not saying you should, but if a person made a shachiyonu on the Asiya sukkah, he's yotze the shachiyonu on the sukkah. So our minig is we wait to do it b'shreimuso b'zman kiddush. We want to knock off. I guess here we're getting. I assume we're getting an extra shachiyenu in, which they're not assuming. They're saying, our meaning is we're assuming it's better to make one Shachiyanu on both, because that's what we do. Yeah. But the Ran is pointing out, but if one made, you can make a Shachiyanu, you can make a Shachiyanu if he'll bashuk. You don't have to be connected to the Ma'isa Mitzvah. Yeah. So even though the Mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah isn't, so basically, if you made a Shachiyanu, it's going on the Mitzvah of Sukkah. So
and it's also going
to be you only make one Shachiyanu on either on the, you make the Shachiyanu once, either on the Asiya Sukkah, or in the yeshiva, we make it on the yeshiva, but if you made it on the sea, you're also yotze.
Yes.
So the Ran says as follows, this is the pshat, he says, like this, listen carefully. He says, so when it comes to the first night, the Shachiyanu is going on, the Kedusha Sayom, as well as the Asiya Sukkah, on yeshiva Sukkah.
Yes.
So therefore, I have to make it at the end. However, the second night, we make the Shachiyanu right after Kiddush. Why don't we first make the Leishe? Why aren't we concerned? That's at the round point.
The first night, you say Shechiyanu
at the end. And
because we've already set on
He says, like, why? Because maybe, if it's a Sveik at the Yoma, so maybe yesterday wasn't Sukkot.
Yes.
So when it comes to Kedushas Hayom, you only can make a Shechiyanu on Sukkot. So if yesterday wasn't Sukkot, you're not Yotze. So therefore, we make another Shechiyanu on the Kedushas Hayom.
Yes.
But even if yesterday wasn't Sukkot, we paskin, you can make a Shechiyanu on Asiya Sukkah even before Sukkot. So Mamanashach Yotze already, the Shachiyanu you made the first night of Sukkot, even if it was only Erev Sukkot, for the Kedusha Sayom it won't work, so you got to make another Shachiyanu. But out the mitzvah of Sukkah,
yes,
you can be Yotze Shachiyanu even before Sukkot. So therefore that's why...
What did you just say that last sentence again?
You could be Yotze the Shachiyanu on the Asiya Sukkah even before Sukkah.
Because
the mitzvah is to build the Sukkah before Sukkot.
Right, okay.
So our minig is we wait to the yeshiva to do it. But if one made a Shachiyanu before, they're also okay.
Right.
And therefore, that's what the Ran writes. Therefore, so what do we see from the Ran? That really, we don't... It's a tech that really we paskin... Really, the Bavli agrees to Yerushalmi that maybe Asiya Sukkah is a mitzvah, like Rashi writes in Makkah. But the biggest question is then we'd make a bracha. The fact that we don't make a bracha on Asiya Sukkah, that would be a raya, it's not a bracha. So the Ran says, no. It's the clincher. Is we paskin regarding Hilchos brachas, we make the bracha on the, we don't make a bracha on the Tchilas mitzvah, we only make a bracha on the Gemar. So it's a technical issue why we don't make a bracha.
Okay.
That's what we're saying. So really, we paskin, even building a sukkah is a mitzvah like the Yerushalmi. We agree with the Yerushalmi.
Yes.
Araya, that the Shechiyanu we make, that if we made a Shechiyanu before sukkahs, it's good, it counts.
Yes,
we don't need it.
Yes.
We wouldn't need another Shechiyanu on the sukkah.
Yes.
So why don't we make a bracha? That's a technical Hilchos brachas din. That we paskin that the Yerushalmi holds you to make a bracha on tchilas mitzvah. We paskin no. If there's a tchilas mitzvah and a gemar, we make the bracha on the gemar. So it's just a technical hilchos brachas issue, but it's not a fundamental issue on whether Asiya is sukkah. So pashtis, we said really the mitzvah is Asiya is a heksher, and sitting is the mitzvah.
Yes.
But we want to say, the Nitziv wants to say a chiddush, and maybe even the Bavli holds,
yes,
that Asiya Sukkah is also a mitzvah. And therefore, a mitzvah by Yotir Mishrucho, and therefore, we don't make the bracha, but you could make a Shachiyanu. And the Nitziv has one more thing, he points out, he wants to have a chiddush. The Gemara said, we have a halacha, that if you make a shvua, you say, I'm going to take a shvua on Pesach, I'm not going to eat matzah.
Yes.
Or I'm going to take a shvua on Sukkot, I'm not going to sit in the stove. It's not chal.
Yes.
It's not good because you already took a shvua on Har Sinai, you're going to keep the Torah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So Pasht is one would have thought, let's say one took a shvua, I'm not going to build the sukkah.
Yeah.
So Pasht is, you would say, okay, so that's not against the Torah. So then it should be chal. If I take a shvua, shalol asa sukkah. So Pasha, you would say it should be okay. Because why? There's no mitzvah.
To build a sukkah.
Right, there's no mitzvah to build. So the Tzitz says, no. The Gemara, he wants to bring a raya from a Gemara, Sifri, that even someone who's nishba, shalol asa sukkah, his chiddush is shalol asa sukkah means building a sukkah.
Yes.
And he holds it's not chal. because it's already built in. The Torah says that we have it's a tchilas hamitzvah. It's a heksher mitzvah k'suva b'Torah. And even building the sukkah is a mitzvah. So building mitzvah the sukkah, we don't make a bracha. We could make a shachiyanu, but it's better that we're involved. We do the mitzvah ourselves, and we're choshesh for the Beis Shammai or whatever the lumdus is. We go ahead and if we have a guy doing it, like me, I have to go ahead and lift up some schach to get a hiddur in the mitzvah of sukkah.
So just to wrap the first day you say shachiyanu before they shave. So what's the reason for the change in order now?
The change of order, because the first day, Shachiyanu is going both on the Kedushas Hayom and the Asiyah Sukkah.
Yes, so you put it first mark.
But on the second night, we already Yotze the Sukkah. Even if yesterday...
Oh, so you're saying it's second. Because, yes.
So the Shachiyanu is only going on the Kedushas Hayom.
Yes.
So I do Kiddush Shachiyanu, and I do Leishay by Sukkah after. I already fulfill my Shachiyanu on the Sukkah yesterday, Mamanashach. If yesterday was Sukkot, I certainly got it. And even if yesterday wasn't Sukkot, I'm Yotzi, my Shachiyanu, because I could be Yotzi even Bashuk, on the Asiyah Sukkah.
Yes. I understand, that's beautiful, but I don't understand why you're changing orders got to do with anything. I mean, first or second, if I shake your head before, after Leshev,
you're saying, if let's say you made it afterwards?
Yes.
Maybe you'll say it, maybe you'll argue it's a Hefsik, but you're right, because that's the Vilna Gaon Shita, you don't switch.
Okay.
But either way, it does. Because they hold it. Well, maybe you want to be Magala to everyone, maybe you just want to educate people. So Chazal wanted to teach me Shechiyano is only on the Kedushas Hayom.
Okay.
We could come up with some lumdis why. But I'm just saying, according to the Rana, it makes sense why you should make the. But you should make the Shachiyanu right away then.
Kiddush Hayom first of
all.
Yeah,
you're doing Kiddush, okay. So let me, I need to, and now, okay, I'm doing another mitzvah. So now, I'll let me get the Shachiyanu because it has to do with the other mitzvah. Now I'll go ahead.
Yes. So I do the Kiddush the first night, the Shachiyanu
right,
the
first. So the question why the Gra argues, either he argues that maybe he holds that he doesn't go with the lumdis of that the Shachiyanu worked, or maybe he holds that, some other reason why maybe it's not a hefsek or it can't hurt to have another shechiyanu, whatever the reason.
It's a shechiyanu first, because it's shechiyanu is also on making the sukkah, maybe, because the